In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sometimes parents, I bet all you parents have probably had a case like this. I've had many. Where the kids are all busy doing something, and you come in and you say, "It's time to go. Let's go. You know, get your stuff on. We're going." And the kids, they moan and they groan and they complain. But, of course, the whole while, they don't even know where we're going, right? They don't even care. They just know they don't want to go. And then maybe you say, "Well, we're going to Dairy Queen. We're going to go get some blizzards." You know, and all of a sudden, you know, here they're jumping up, shoes are on, ready to go, right? Well, it's a little bit like that in the gospel reading today, because Jesus says he's going, and nobody says, "Where are you going?" And that's what Jesus kind of cues them in on right from the beginning. He says, "You guys are sad because I told you I'm leaving, but none of you has bothered to ask me where I'm going. You don't even know." So all they can think of is right here and right now. Like your kids, if you tell them it's time to go, all they can think of is they don't want to get up whatever they're doing right there. But what they aren't seeing is the big picture. And in our gospel reading today, Jesus does give them and us, he gives the big picture, and you must be able to see the big picture. He says, "Look, I am leaving, but this is to your advantage. It is good that I'm going, because I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. This is God's plan." In other words, disciples, you got to see the big picture. This is the way it has to happen. The Father sent me to go and die and rise again, and I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. This has been the plan from the foundation. And yet, of course, all they can think of is themselves. All they can think of is right here and right now. Now, understand that when we refuse to look at the big picture, when you and I, when all we care about is ourselves and the right here and the right now, what is that? That's sin. That's not believing. That's not trusting God. That's refusing to trust that whatever His big picture is going to be for our good, for our advantage. So we don't want to lose sight ever of the big picture. So let me start with this. What is the big picture? As a Christian, what do you say is the big picture? Well, maybe first you'd say, "Well, God is the big picture." And that'd be right. Yes, God is the big picture. But if that's all we have to say is that the big picture is God, which sadly that's all that a lot of Christians do say about it, well, that doesn't tell you very much. Who is God? What does He think of you? What is the big picture God has for you and me? So we need to be able to say more than that. So then maybe we say, okay, well, the big picture is the Bible. We've got the whole Bible. It tells us the big picture. And again, we'd say, yes, that's right. The Bible is the big picture. But are you going to sit down and read the Bible in one day, you know, and see the big picture? That's going to be a little bit more than we want to deal with at the moment. So to say God is the big picture is not quite enough. To say the Bible is the big picture is true, but it's a little bit too much for us to handle. So we need to be able to say in some short way, what is the big picture? And if you looked at the sermon outline, you know what it is. The creed. That's why we say the creed all the time. That is the big picture for all of us. Easy for all of us to see and understand. It is the story of everything. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this is why, one of the reasons why, our catechism says it's a good idea every morning and every evening to say the Apostles' Creed. And if you're not used to that, you might think, that is really weird. Why would you say the Apostles' Creed twice every day? Well, it is very helpful because every day it's reminding you what the big picture is so that this one little day doesn't get lost in the big picture. The big picture is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So, if I could take a moment to explain this, that creeds are nothing new. They have been around And you find them all over the Bible. Little short statements that tell what we believe. So if you, for instance, read the book of Psalms, many of the Psalms read like a creed. They tell you who God is and what God thinks of you. That's a creed. A creed, the word creed is just means believe in Latin. So it's just a statement of what we believe. So our Old Testament reading today, Isaiah 12, there's a creed in there. You want a simple creed from Isaiah's day? Well, here you go, right? God says, you will say in that day, this will be your creed in that day. I will give thanks to the Lord, for though you were angry with me, that's your first part of your creed, though you were angry with me, because of why? My sin. Yet your anger turned away from me. There's your second part of your creed, forgiveness, Jesus, grace, mercy, that you might, the third part, comfort me. Guess what that is? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The Father who made us and is angry over our sin, his anger turns away from us because of his Son, Jesus Christ, and then he comforts us with the Holy Spirit. So that then we can say, right, God is my salvation, I will trust and will never be afraid. You see what a creed does? It gives you confidence. It builds faith. God is my salvation. I will never be afraid. So creeds are important. They give us the big picture, the whole story. So our creed, as you know, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. We start out with our creed saying where everything came from and where it's all going. I believe that everything I see today is all made by God, including me, myself, and I. That's a pretty big picture thing, right? That this world isn't just random chance, you know, things happening purely, you know, by accident. No, it is specially designed and created by God, including me. And then we can say the second article, and I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. The story of my Redeemer, because I'm a sinner, and God is angry over my sin, but God sent his own Son, who was crucified, died, and was buried for you and me. That's the big picture of every single day that I've been redeemed by Christ. But now we come to the third part, and this is really the reason why we're talking about it today. Jesus wanted his disciples to see this next big part of the picture, which is the Holy Spirit. Okay? And maybe this is one that you and I are often the most, or well, that wouldn't be the right way to say it, we're the least comfortable talking about. We know the Father who created everything. We know the Son, Jesus, who died on the cross and rose from the dead. We're very clear on that. But then we come to the third article, the Holy Spirit, and we're not sure exactly what to say about that. So that's what Jesus is teaching about. So who is the Holy Spirit? We may not have given it much thought. The word spirit we use in all kinds of different ways, and the Bible uses in all kinds of different ways. The word spirit itself just means a movement. So the word wind is the same as the word for spirit. It's just a movement of some kind. And add to that the fact that the Bible says God is spirit. And it says that we have a spirit. So we do need to be kind of clear about this. With all of this spirit in the scriptures, there is one unique person called the Holy Spirit. And this Holy Spirit is not just a part of the Father or something like that. He is God. So Jesus gives him this wonderful name. He calls him the Paraclete. Maybe you've heard it before. In our reading today, it's translated the helper. And all that word is two words put together. It's called and alongside of. So it's like, literally like, if you call somebody up on the phone and say, I need your help, will you come over and help me? So the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, has been called alongside to help you. Now, that's pretty good. I mean, that's pretty important, right? That's a pretty big deal. Part of this big picture kind of thing that God is coming alongside each and every one of us. Jesus, of course, has ascended into heaven, but he has sent to you God himself, the Holy Spirit, to come alongside of you and be your helper and comforter. So, where do you receive the Holy Spirit? Through God's Word. Jesus, again, very clear about this. Nowhere else. Through the Word of God, through holy baptism, through Lord's Supper, and through the Word of God, you receive the Holy Spirit, and he teaches you. So all of this is to say that you and I want to be able to see the big picture. We want to be able to see that God has given us every single day his Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit works with us. God has, you know, given us this new heart and new spirit, and the Holy Spirit comes alongside of us and works with us to produce good fruit. The other reason that big picture is important is so that you and I understand we can lose the Holy Spirit. We can the Scripture specifically talks about resisting the Holy Spirit or quenching the Holy Spirit. So that's going to tell us, we're going to say, I might want to make sure I'm seeing the big picture, that I am continuing to hear God's Word and receive His Holy Spirit and work with the Holy Spirit. So, as a kind of way to wrap this up, I would ask you to think about that question that the disciples don't ask. Where are you going? And that's the question you and I want to be asking all the time. Where are we going? That's the big picture question, right? Where are we going? The world is more than just right here and right now. The world is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father who made you and me. The Son who gave his life on the cross for you and me. And the Holy Spirit, our helper, who is coming alongside of us through God's Word and sacraments to keep us in the faith and to get us where we're going. And to help us to see that big picture every day, we say the Creed. I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.